This weekend marks the arrival of new local zine, An Insight into Men Online. As the name suggests, it's a document of the sometimes funny, sometimes alarming things men have sent to women through the internet. Maya and Ryan from Bread and Butter Studios are behind the work. They join you now. Hello, folks.
Hello.
Congratulations. It's like the first published piece of zine work that you've got.
Yeah, I've made previous zines, but this is the first one we've printed, like, through a printer that wasn't done at home, so it's very exciting.
It's very official. I've got one here with me. It's all glossy. I'm looking forward to tucking in. Now, this zine or this concept is based on a previous sort of three-part work that you've already done. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, as mentioned, I previously would print these tiny A6 zines. So it started off with one that was called Maya's Admirers, and it was just a delve into all the unsolicited, unwanted DMs I had received. And I have not once used a dating app in my entire life. And somehow I still managed to get so many on Gumtree, on Facebook Marketplace,
on Instagram. You're just trying to sell stuff.
You'll not believe. Absolutely. Just selling clothes. And I will get men trying to hit me up, and sometimes middle-aged, often very gross. And I was just getting a bit tired of it. I saw a few girls on Instagram making these edits of showing, you know, messages they received over their photos or something. So started off like that, and then I turned it into a little book.
And now
there's three. So.
And now there's a few of them.
So the other two were submission based as well.
And so this scene is, I'm assuming, a lot of your own stuff, but you also called for some submissions as well, yeah?
Yeah, that was the second and third part. So they still had a few of mine sprinkled in, but I was talking to girls, and a lot of girls were saying, like, oh, I received these as well when I was selling it. So I opened up my submissions online, and I got absolutely flooded with submissions, which is kind of scary with how common it is. And that's pretty much the purpose.
Yeah. I mean, like, some of them, they're not harmless, but some of them are quite funny. Some of them, though, are quite alarming.
They're
as
quite
well.
Confronting. So I found that, like, most men who have read through it or flicked through the zine at, like, zine fairs or at the markets, they've been quite shocked. And especially Ryan, he joined us at TAFE last year, at the beginning of the year. So we just graduated from graphic design, and he wanted to buy them. And about halfway through the year, he read through the zines and was in a complete state of shock and didn't believe that they were sort of...
It
yeah,
was confronting.
Real?
Like, I didn't know that existed. I knew it existed online, but to actually read it firsthand, I was like, right, so this is what it's about.
You know? And, like, it's happening, but it's happening to people you actually know, which is super scary. Ryan, what was it that, like, attracted you to being a part of this particular project and a part of this launch?
It was kind of our first interaction, I suppose, Maya and myself. We ducked out, a bit cheeky, during class, and went overtime in our little business meeting per se. I think, like, an hour and a half later, of just chatting on the balcony. We had another friend with us too. And the girls are pretty much just giving me this insight and education, and I just hadn't really considered it previously. I mean, I'd like to say that I treat people how I like to be treated, kind of thing. Of course, there are people out there that are lesser than that and don't really have the same moral, and you can't hold that expectation, but it's pretty sad to see, more or less, you know. So
yeah,
I think that getting involved in the process, I felt very privileged in regard to, I wanted to make this refined publication with Maya because I think the concept's phenomenal. I think it stands as a nice educational point of view, humorous, and then insightful, and then also shocking. So it's kind of like this four-prong attack, if you will.
A little bit of everything.
A bit of everything in there, you know. It's a big cook-up.
That's it.
So, yeah, it's been fun to be a part of, but, yeah, I was pretty much in charge of the design stuff and my concepts.
Well, like, let's talk a little bit about that, because this is available. People can actually purchase the publication. It's, like, this beautiful... What I think about is, and it is quite literally Clippy.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Our boy, Clippy, has returned.
He's a bit of a mascot, I suppose.
Yeah, like Y2K vibes. Tell me where, like, the design element comes from. What are you thinking?
We decided to create this scene because the old, just to paint a picture, the original three are A6 size, just plain white background, phone screens, and I've made it almost like this mega group chat. So I've cut and paste all of the screenshots and place them into the phones, so they're very, like, handmade, low budget. And this is a beautiful, sleek, 8-chapter, 92-page zine that we've printed, and it's all in, like, Windows 95 style. So we wanted to reminisce on a time when the internet didn't exist and life was much more peaceful, and since then it's just been sort of, life's been going downhill for the world, so
that's simply and lightly.
20 past 7 in the morning.
And welcome to 2022.
A bit of a rude awakening, but it's okay. We're trying to cope with it the best way we can.
Myra and Ryan joined this morning. We are talking about an insight into men online, a new local zine. Having a look at some of the things that women are dealing with online, some of the messages, mainly, if not entirely, in this particular publication, Unsolicited. You've also teamed up with Young Women Against Sexual Violence for the launch. Yep. It's a 2-day launch across this weekend. What's going on? Have you got people coming to speak?
Yeah, we have 3 speakers who will be opening up about their personal experiences with sexual violence. So we've worked very closely with Joey and Michaela from Young Women, which have been phenomenal, and also Alicia and Meg, who are volunteers. And I actually met the girls when they did their event at the Jazz Club, at the Ellington Jazz Club. So that was about a year ago, and I just messaged her, Michaela, immediately afterwards, and I said, we must collab one day. I don't know what it is, but I told her about my little zine series, and I said, I would love to work with you girls. And then she hit me up about this, and we sort of got together, and we've just been having these meetings with them. Mm-hmm. So we'll have the 3 beautiful artists, who are Lana Rothney, Ribs, which is Georgina, and Jewel Owusu, playing over the 2 nights, and also the 3 speakers at Vinyl Cafe.
One of those speakers being Leia Duffy, who we've spoken to previously on Breakfast People. Remember, we had her in to talk about the sexual assault reporting online reforms. Mm-hmm. Some really interesting work going on in that space. The launch at Vinyl Cafe has actually sold out.
It has.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
But look, if you're listening out there and you didn't have a ticket, you can actually still purchase the zine online. We'll pop a link up. Ryan and Maya, congratulations and thank you so much for being on Breakfast.
Thanks for having us.